is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to Union Tuttle Stadium here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're about to start the second half as Tulsa Union, number two ranked team in state class 6A1, leading Edmond Santa Fe 17-0 here. Union with an 8-2 record. The Wolves of Edmond Santa Fe come in with a 7-3 mark. It has been total domination, especially statistic-wise, too. We'll take a look at the first half stats here before kickoff.
If you're looking at the offense, Union's up 150 yards of offense on the Santa Fe Wolves. It's 197 for the Redskins to 45 for the Santa Fe Wolves. Hansen going just 4 of 10 for 29 yards.
Rauschenberg to kick off. The second half is underway, and he's going to boot this one well through the end zone there. No chance of a return there. Try to update you on some of those scores here in 6A1 as well in the state playoffs. And all the east side teams so far, Jeff, are having a good evening so far, it looks like. Get those scores to you in a moment here. As it'll be first and 10, Edmond Santa Fe at their 20-yard line. And Cannon Hansen, their senior quarterback, leads them out on the field with Tyler Travis, their junior 1,000-yard rusher running back in the backfield with him. Here are some scores here. Number one, undefeated Broken Arrow, 35-0 over the Moore Lions. That's in the third quarter. It's Owosso leading Norman 28-14 in the second quarter. And late in the first quarter, Jenks 21, Putnam City North 6. So all the east side teams leading so far. Throw over the middle is incomplete and knocked away there. Intended for Nico Neves, and a good job defensively for the Redskins there. Breaking that play up was JoJo Nichols. He's had a big night so far. Incomplete, second down and 10.
It was a great throw by Hansen right across the middle. Cutting across was Nieves. And just as the ball came to him, big JoJo Nichols. I say big because he's only 5'11", 165, but he sure lowered the boom on that one.
Second and 10. Hansen takes the snap, turns those quickly to the right side, and knocked away. Big collision there at the 28-yard line. Incomplete. Intended out there for that Caden Adrix. We had no chance to receive that one. It's a big collision there in the secondary. Good job, good coverage there. Jaquin Sanders, the left cornerback, made the big hit. So it is third and 10. Hansen's pass has been right on target, but good defensive plays by the Redskins.
I was just about to say that was almost a mirror image of the other side of the field.
Exactly.
Jaquin Sanders got an arm in there, but he sure hit the receiver hard.
This is now third and 10. Edmond Santa Fe, their own 20, need the 30 for a first down. Back to passes. Hansen throws off the right side. Is caught. First down, 33-yard line. Spun out of bounds there. Nice throw and catch there by Hansen over to Caden Eckers. And it's going to be a first down. Jaquin Sanders on the coverage there, but not before he made the catch for 11 yards. And the first down, football now at the 33-yard line. Just underway in the second half, Tulsa Union 17, Edmond Santa Fe nothing. Hansen takes a snap, hands off to Travis, has a bit of a hole there, now it's shoved back very quickly. Jacob Rogers, the linebacker, came up in a hurry. Boy, it looked like he had some running room there for a second. Then, boy, Rogers came and closed that in a heartbeat and only got 1 yard on the play, second down and 9.
Yeah, a hole was opened up between Ryan Denny and Trey Anderson on the near side of the field. And just as it looked like he was probably going to get a first down on there, Jacob Rogers comes out of nowhere. And, man, that guy has been all over the field today and making clutch plays right when we need him.
5'11", 185-pound junior, Jacob Rogers had a big night so far. Second down and 8. Hansen waits for the snap. There's a man in motion. Fakes to him. Hands it off again to Travis. Travis goes up the middle across the 40 to the 43-yard line. Close to a first down. Big run there. Trey Thompson, the outside linebacker, made the hit. Check that. It was Ethan Heisch was the ball carrier, 29. Sophomore is in to give Travis a break there. And a nice run up the middle there. Some difficulty with numbers tonight is Evan Santa Fe shows up with white jerseys with silver numbers on a white jersey. Who does that? Michael Schnotty is in the backfield now. Now a flag is thrown. Maybe procedure against Edmond Santa Fe, and the line moved too quickly there. That was on a third and 1, so that really is costly for him. Sets it back to third and 6 and takes the football to the 37-yard line. They've got to get up to the 44 for a first down.
Yeah, we've already seen Edmond Santa Fe there at the end of the first half for whatever reason, lining the quarterback under center to try to get the first down, but now they can't do that. They've got to earn those 6 yards.
One thing they don't want to do is punt. That's a disaster in the first half. Every punt they tried was blocked or deflected, and it's off the hands, incomplete, intended out there for Trace Ford on a quick pass to the right side. It was in his hands, but he couldn't hold on to it. So it's punt time for the Wolves. It's fourth down and six. 9:58, clock is stopped with the incomplete pass left in the third quarter. Tulsa Union 17, Edmond Santa Fe nothing here.
And so far on the punts, Elijah Tomlin or Trey Thompson, one of the two has been able to get through without any difficulty. And now it looks like they're putting everybody on the line to stop this punt.
Caleb Billy-Mewitz is their punter. He's had a disastrous night. High snap, takes a kick, and he gets it away. And it's going downfield. Pretty good. Takes a good bounce. Picked up in the hop at the 35-yard line. Coming across the field to the 40. 45 off the sideline. Midfield spun out of bounds in Edmond Santa Fe territory. Around the 47-yard line was Kyler Pearson, the 5'9 junior. Return that. Nice return there. And Tulsa Union will start inside Edmond Santa Fe territory with a first down for their first possession of the third quarter.
Well, you want to talk about an exciting guy to watch on punt returns. Kyler Pearson, absolutely net. I don't think I've ever seen him put up his hand to call a fair catch.
He has a burst of speed, too. Wow.
And that one off the bounce, he takes it to the outside quickly and makes some yards where most guys would just let that go and then let it be downed.
So the senior Peyton Thompson brings his Union Redskins offense onto the field. Two split left, one to the right. Turns, hands it off to Darius Boone. Boone goes off the right side, has a hole, 45, 40, 35. Here he goes, 30, outside of the 25, cuts back inside of the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Union Redskins, 47-yard touchdown run by Darius Boone as the Redskins increase their lead to 23-0 here. Their first possession and first play of the second half.
It was a great job by Darius Boone. The near side of the offensive line, Mason Givens, Gabe Cantu, Jake Henry, securing a couple blocks for him. And then Jaquay Shavers is 30 yards down the field, and he's still holding his block without holding when Darius Boone gets there.
Noah Rauschenberg attempt the extra point. Kyler Pearson has a knee down there to hold for him. Waiting for the snap. Snap is back. Ball spotted down. Rauschenberg swings it through, and it's good. 9:34 left in the third quarter. Now, Tulsa Union 24, Edmond Santa Fe nothing. This is Redskins football, KRMG 102.3.
I was talking to Wayne the other day. He's the owner of Lifetime Transmissions, and he was telling me about a guy who applied for a job a while back. Seemed, though, that he was more interested in what Wayne could do for him than what he could do for Wayne, and that didn't sit real well with Wayne.
Let me put something in perspective for you. How would you like to have a job where you live in a tent halfway around the world, working your butt off 7 days a week, and what if your starting pay wasn't much more than minimum wage, and you didn't get overtime? And a good day at work means you didn't get killed or have a limb blown off. Would you take this job?
Obviously, Wayne didn't hire the guy. But to answer his question, no, most of us wouldn't have the courage required to do this job. Just a very select few. The ones we honor on Veterans Day. Do you know what we owe these people? Everything. So to America's veterans, past and present, and their families, thank you. And God bless you, everyone.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Noah Rauschenberg, the 6'2", 200-pound senior star kicker for the Redskins, has the all-time record for extra points and including the scoring record for Union High. Kicks it all way high into the end zone and through the end zone with that 20-mile-an-hour north wind at his back. And Edmond Santa Fe, the Wolves now trailing 24-0. We'll take our first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Jeff Johns got a chance to pick up a little information on some of our top recruits so far in this Union football program, one of the tops in the state.
Yeah, a couple of guys that we've been looking at. Peyton Thompson getting some offers from the Air Force. We've got from Abilene Christian, Eastern Michigan's looking at him as well. Darius Boone, it's a couple of the same options, Eastern Michigan and Abilene Christian. Isaiah McGuire, I talked about a little bit earlier. He's got an offer from the University of Missouri, looking at a possible preferred walk-on at Oklahoma State.
Flag up in the air. It'll be another procedure penalty on Edmond Center. No, excuse me, offsides against Tulsa Union. Union committed to play there. Josh Peoples jumped a little bit earlier there, so it'll cost him five. First down and five now for the Wolves. Darius Boone just scored that 47-yard touchdown, being recruited by Iowa State, by Tulsa, right? Has some pretty good schools looking at him right now, too. In motion. Hanson goes back to pass. Looks off the middle. Now throws it way overthrown. Then the receiver is at midfield. And he threw it over his head to about the 40-yard line. That was Taylor Shelton, the freshman receiver at 6'3". And took his arm to throw that far into the wind and over that guy's head so high. Still now second down and five after that penalty on first down.
JT did a good job covering him. He was just standing right in front of the guy, tracked him all the way down the field, didn't let him pass, and the ball looked a little, I probably looked a little more overthrown than it was just because JT's did a good job screening him out of it.
Hanson waits for the snap on second and five, takes it, hands off, and going to be caught in the backfield and knocked out at the 25-yard line. Ethan Heisch was the ball carrier, their sophomore running back, in for their star Tyler Travis. And Nick Jones, the inside linebacker, wrapped him up and threw him down for no gain. So it's now third and five. Remember, they started first and five after a offsides penalty on the Union defensive line. So here come the Wolves down with two receivers split to the left side, one to the right. In the shotgun is their senior 6'3" quarterback, Kanan Hanson, thrown for over 1,400 yards this year, 11 touchdowns. And illegal procedure now against the Wolves. They... Big guy on the right side, the right tackle, 6'3", 101-pound Trey Anderson moved ahead of the snap. And the procedure penalty cost him five, now make it third down and 10 as they go back to the original line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line. Just underway in the second half, 8:47 left in the third quarter. With Tulsa Union on top, 24-0, they have dominated Edmond Santa Fe. Edmond Santa Fe has not even come close to scoring so far tonight. Now they're backed up their own 20 with a third and 10. Hanson takes a snap, rolls to the right, being chased. Under pressure, throws, and it's going to be incomplete. He was running for his life and threw it wide of his intended receiver over there. Incomplete. Intended for Nico Nevis. Defending there was Jaquan Sanders. And it'll be punt time again for the Wolves. And in case you missed us the first half, they tried, what, three or four punts, and all of them were deflected or blocked.
Every single one of them.
8 yards, yep. 5 yards. I mean, it was just a nightmare for them. So let's see what they can do now in the second half.
And part of the problem we've talked about a little bit is that their punters only lined up not even 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's just not a lot of room to work.
Now's a whistle. Let's see, the referee threw the flag. Another procedure against Edmond Santa Fe. They'll back up another 5 yards. So now they'll try this punt with the line of scrimmage of the 15. Back up their punter, Caleb Bielamowicz. They're going to send him all the way back. This junior kicker will now be right at his 5-yard line. Deep for the Union Redskins. Kyler Pearson, he's now all the way up at the 40-yard line of Edmond Santa Fe. A rugby-style kick, kicks it off to the right side, hits at the 45, bounces near midfield, and rolls out of bounds at right on the 50-yard line stripe. Union High School will take over there, first and 10 at midfield, leading Edmond Santa Fe 24-0. This is Redskins football.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say will improve the quality of your life. ZYPPAH.com. That's ZPA. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. ZPA is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. I want to help you stop snoring. Go to ZPA.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. Snoring is a serious matter. ZPA will conquer your snoring problems. Go to ZPA.com and order now.
Back at Tulsa Union Stadium, Union Tunnel Stadium, where the Redskins have the ball first and 10 at the 50. Handoff goes to Darius Boone for a quick 5-yard gain there. Now the Redskins right up back up to the line. Second and 5, 8 minutes left in the third quarter. Waiting for the snap as Thompson turns, hands off to Boone again. Boone straight up the middle. One guy loses the helmet as he plows forward to the 40-yard line.
Looks like that was Mason Givens that lost his hat.
He's having to come off there to be replaced by Ryan Rodriguez.
Something that's interesting that you want to note when you're not seeing it, you don't quite get, and I don't even, is that Darius Boone usually breaks a lot of runs to the outsides of the field, but now he's had to have some coaching. He's going straight up the middle.
As he does it, this third and one, breaks across the 40, runs over a man at the 35. First down, Union Redskins on a third and one. Big power run by Darius Boone. He ran over a defender and takes the ball inside the Edmond Santa Fe 35-yard line. First and 10, Union at the 34.
Boy, that was a nice job by KD Jones coming up to meet the tackle. That safety on the near side of the field comes up to try to stop Darius Boone, and Darius does not stop. He goes right over the top of him, and I think KD's going to bring a little help next time.
JT McLeod comes in, goes off the left side, two receivers to the right. Thompson waiting for the snap from the 34-yard line, takes it, goes back to pass, throws down the left side. Looking down the field, and no call in the prayer. Wow. Inside the five, they just knocked J.T. McLeod off the football at about the 3-yard line, and official back there quickly waved off, incomplete pass. So incomplete, second down and 10, and the Union crowd is not happy with that.
Wow. Yeah, and I can't blame him for not being happy. Angelo Rankin was going to miss that, and then J.T. McLeod would have caught it. But he... Right about at the U of the end zone, Rankin just decides to shove him with his shoulder, and it was pretty noticeable.
Second and 34, handoff goes to hit in the backfield. Again, that's that number one, Trace Ford. Whips Darius Boone to the ground, and Boone didn't like it. He put his shoulder into Trace Ford. Now a flag is thrown, and let's see who's probably going to come on. Darius Boone kind of lost his cool there for a moment. But I'll take it. I know I was upset. This boy just took him and whipped him around and threw him to the ground.
Well, it's not calling for a face mask. I certainly didn't see it.
There is some monster cool with a team guard. They make him see this tricky sport.
I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that getting an MRI before engaging in physical therapy can cost up to $5,000 more than if you would have started physical therapy first? If you start physical therapy within 14 days of an injury, you could save up to 50% in medical costs. When you're in need of physical therapy, visit redbudpt.com. Redbud has 15 locations across Northeast Oklahoma to serve you. Redbud Physical Therapy is excited to be a proud sponsor of the Union Redskins.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU and get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cashback on every purchase. Shop, cashback, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
We're back at Union High School. The Redskins on a 4th and 23. Punted the football away. Edmond Santa Fe will take over at their own 17-yard line. Union leading Edmond Santa Fe 24-0. 5:44 left in the third quarter. This 6A1 first-round state game. Cannon Hansen takes a snap. Hands off. Running back goes up near the 20-yard line. Gained about 3 yards on the play. Tackle made by Isaiah McGuire.
It's one of the big men that we've talked about a few times. Isaiah McGuire, like we've said, he's got an offer from the University of Missouri. He's got a couple other schools that are talking to him. But his mom is an OSU grad, and my wife works with his mom, and she has said she'd very much like to see him in orange and black.
That sounds right. Keep him in state. Whistle sounds here. Let's see what they're doing here. Official has asked for an official's timeout. There's a clock situation there. Now they're ready to go again. 5:07 left here. The clock, second down and 8. And the clock starts to run. Edmond Santa Fe, their own 19-yard line. They trail Tulsa Union 24-0. hands it back to pass. Now rolls off to his left side. Now he's going to keep the ball, run to the 20, 25, out of bounds to the 28-yard line. And it'll be very close to a first down for the Wolves. Looks like it will be first and 10, Edmund Santa Fe. Good scramble there by Cannon Hansen. It opened up, but nobody was near him. He finally chased him out of bounds after the pickup, all the way to the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Wolves.
Darius Murdoch started to come around on the far side of the field. It was a good job by Micah Snotty picking up the block, but it had already caused Hansen to come on with come onto the near side of the field trying to escape those tacklers.
Hansen with the shotgun behind him. Running back takes a snap. Goes off the right side. Boy, hit immediately as Micah Snotty and knocked down for a loss on the play. Great defensive play. The big charge by the Redskins in the backfield and led there by Mason Gibbons, the 6'3", 300-pound junior. And he closed in a hurry. Big man on the move there and stuck him for a loss on the play of 3 yards. It'll be second and 13 as Edmund Santa Fe now at their 26-yard line. And the official has stopped play here. The player was shaken up, but we'll take a break too. This is Union High School Football on KRMG.
Getting stuck without heat during fall or winter? That's cold. Your friends at PSO recommend getting your home's ducts inspected before cold weather hits. For more helpful tips and tricks, visit powerforwardwithpso.com.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
You can win tickets to see Celtic Thunder's North American tour at Hard Rock Hotel and Casinos The Joint Thursday, November 29th. Text THUNDER right now to 95920 and you're entered to win Celtic Thunder at The Joint. Standard text rates apply.
Second down, 13, Redmond Santa Fe. Their own 26-yard line. Quick pass goes outside, hands to the right flat there, left flat, rather, and it was knocked down immediately. Short gain of 3 or 4 on the play. That was Hansen completing to Caden Akers there. Excuse me, to Taylan Chatron, their freshman wideout. Got the lost yardage back, and one more for that, but still now 3rd and 9. 3rd and long for Redmond Santa Fe. They're at the football at their own 29-yard line. Have to get up to the 38 here for a first down. Hansen, Micah Snotty in the backfield behind him, takes a snap, back to pass, throws up over the middle and down the sideline, and it's going to be incomplete, almost intercepted there. That was JT McLeod on the coverage. Incomplete, fourth down, punt time for the Wolves. Taylan Tron was the intended receiver down there in Santa Fe. But excellent coverage there by the senior JT McLeod.
And it was so good, you might say that he probably should have had that because he was falling down. Chatron got in there, and you can hear the fans are not too happy. They think there should have been some interference on that call. I thought Chatron just made a pretty good defensive play on the receiver side.
Kevin Biamiris gets the punt away. Here's the second good punt he's had. The last one was about a little over 30 yards. This one takes a nice bounce for Edmund Santa Fe inside the Union 30. It'll be blown down there, and it'll be first and 10. Redskins have the football at their own 29-yard line, and we'll take a break. This is Redskins football.
Hi, I'm Jeff with RedBud Physical Therapy, and we're proud partners of the Union Redskins. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that in a recent study, getting PT first helped 60 to 70% of knee osteoarthritis patients avoid surgery? Or that exercise can reduce your risk of recurring low back pain by between 25 and 40%? Visit redbudpt.com to find a location nearest you and schedule your first appointment today.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back here in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the 6A1 first round state playoff game between Tulsa Union leading Edmond Santa Fe 24-0. Union with the football now. Peyton Thompson doing a little duty here. I think he's tying the shoe of Darius Boone, isn't he? Yep. He's trying to get Darius Boone doing something with his...
That's a team player right there.
Yeah, he is right there. How about that, getting the starting quarterback to tie the shoe of his star running back. He's had a big touchdown run so far tonight, Darius Boone. Now we're set to go. First and 10, Union, their own 29-yard line. Man goes in motion. Thompson takes a snap, throws the man in motion off the left side there, and he's going to be caught in the behind the line of scrimmage, thrown down for a loss on the play. Jacquay Shaver is the receiver, and Zavitar Sutton made the stop there. Loss of one. Second down, 11 now. 3 minutes clock running left in the third quarter.
Yeah, when you run the fake jet sweep out for just a quick outside flat pass enough times like Union does, eventually the defense starts to pick up on it. And that's something that we're seeing from Union. There's just not a lot of creativity. I wonder if they're trying to just save that for next round against Jinx.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's for sure. The big Trojan Union rematch again. Looks like it's on its way for the second round of the playoffs next Friday. Takes a snap, turns the hands off, goes to Boone. Boone goes on the left side across the 30, up to the 32-yard line. It'll be third down. Still long yardage for Union after that loss in last place. It'll be third down, and it'll be about seven. Junius Gaston made the stop there for Edmond Santa Fe. Redskins have the football, their own 32-yard line. Need to get to the 39 for a first down here. 2:16, clock running, left to play in the third quarter. Union 24, Edmond Santa Fe nothing. Redskins come out with three receivers to the right, one to the left. Waiting for the snap is Thompson. Takes it, looks, throws it, tries to throw it to Boone, but it's knocked away, and guess who? It was Trace Ford who came crashing in there. His defensive end has made some big, big plays for Edmond Santa Fe all night. Their impressive 6'4", 225-pound senior swatted that ball down incomplete. It'll be fourth down, seven, and here comes the Union punt team on the field with exactly 2 minutes left here in the third quarter.
And I'm trying to think, is this the first or the second punt for Union tonight? The third. Yeah. Okay. So they've got a little bit of experience punting the ball away, but it's still, it's one of the things that Union does it well. They just don't have to do it very often.
Stephon Forbes, the junior, is back to punt. Brushes on and got it off there, just got it off. Gets a nice Union hop, picked up at the 40-yard line and the 43-yard line and thrown down immediately there on the return. So it's going to be Santa Fe with a good field position here. That was Jack Woods who picked the ball up on the hop and made the return. It sets Edmond Santa Fe up with their best field position in some time. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. 1:48 left here in this third quarter. 24-0 Tulsa Union leading the Wolves of Edmond Santa Fe. Mike is still, I don't know what's happened to Tyler Travis, their 1,000-yard-plus rusher. He is not in the backfield. It's Ethan Hesch, the sophomore, is in the backfield behind Cannon Hansen. On the first down, takes a snap, hands off to the running back Hesch. Hesch goes off there and fumbles the football. That's on the pitch, on the field, scramble for it. Looks like Union's going to be on it at the 45-yard line. Yes, the Redskins have recovered the fumble. Recovering the fumble there and jumping on it was Michael Panther, the big 6 foot, 295-pound senior, as Ethan Hesch coughed up the football, bounced around there, and it was big Michael Panther who pounced on it there and gave Union the football back at their own 45-yard line. First and 10 now, Union.
Well, I didn't see exactly who got their paw in there to knock it out, but it was just a stray hand. I wouldn't be surprised because the two guys I saw reaching for it were none other than Jacob Rogers and Isaiah McGuire. So one of them got their hands on it, and Michael Panther just did a great job. He just fell on the ball just like you're supposed to.
Thompson, the quarterback, Boone, the running back in the backfield. Hansen, Thompson looks to the right side, now throws down the field to the right, and it is incomplete, intended just off the fingertips, the 15-yard line of Jacquay Shavers. Nice pass there by Peyton Thompson, just off the fingertips, but a flag is down, holding against Tulsa Union, so it'll come back anyway. Holding call on the Redskins. It'll cost him big in a first and 20 situation.
We looked at one of the stats that I saw at the half was that Union had four penalties for 40 yards at the half. And you can't make the mental mistakes that they're making right now in this game and expect to do well. Now they've got seven penalties for quite a bit because we've got for 70, for 70 yards. So if you're averaging 10 yards every time you commit a penalty, that's just not something you're going to be able to do next week against Jinx.
Chelsea Dark, sudden death football. Loser, of course, their season ends. Tulsa Union looking to play in the second round next week. Handoff goes to the backfield. Boone is hit just as he got to the line of scrimmage. Once again, that's Trace Ford there. That big defensive end has just wreaked havoc on the Union defense here on that left side of their running two. So it'll now be second down and 20. No gain on the play. Football at the Redskins' 35-yard line. Clock starts to run again with 1:15 to play in the third quarter. 24-0, Tulsa Union. Thompson waits a snap and jumping and going across too soon is Edmund Santa Fe. Will cost him 5 yards. Instead of second and 20, it'll be second and 15.
It looks like there were at least two games. It was basically the entire Santa Fe front that jumped off sides there. And Peyton Thompson does that so well. Week in and week out, he gets that hard count and almost always gets somebody to jump.
So now second and 15. Union at their own 40-yard line. Need to get to the Edmund Santa Fe 45 for a first down here. Looking over the sideline, Peyton Thompson. They hold the card up, gets the signal he likes. Backs up into the shotgun. Darius Boone off to his left side. Takes a snap, looking to the right, throws to the right sideline. It's complete, caught there at the midfield. Short of the first down, Torrey Dillard made the catch. The 5'6", 145-pound junior was hit immediately by Mason Olquin and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Union now on a third down, but a more makeable situation. Third down and 5.
Nice quick out route by Torrey Dillard. Just 5 yards, turns to the outside, and he's got a lot of speed. Something that they've been running Torrey on those short routes, so we haven't been able to see his speed as much. But tonight, he's making some good plays.
Redskins now third and 5. Waiting for the snap as Thompson takes it. Hands off to Boone. Boone keeps it, goes straight ahead, only gets 2 or 3 yards. It's going to be fourth down, short yardage for Union. Under 1 minute left in the third quarter. Once again, that's that Trace Ford, that big defensive end, made the tackle there.
Well, they obviously see something they like against Ricky Stromberg and Quinton Barnes because they're lining him up on the left side of that offensive line every time. And, you know, we said earlier that Boone's kicking it over to Jake Henry. And so they've started to make some adjustments.
Fourth and 3. Redskins are going to go for it from their own 48-yard line of Edmund Santa Fe. Now Peyton Thompson backs off the line, takes a look over the sideline, gets another play, repositions his star running back, Darius Boone, to his right side. Fourth and 3. Have to get to the 45 for first down, and they're going to stop the clock here with 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Timeout Union will take it with them. Redskins football leading 24-0 on KRMG.
Hello, this is the police, and we've had a report of a problem.
Well, yes, officer. Whenever my wife sings the Robinson Glass song, it frightens the kids, and they run next door and hide in my neighbor's car. My neighbor has Lumar auto glass tinting from Robinson Glass, and that makes them harder to see.
I've heard of Lumar. It's the finest name in auto glass tinting. It keeps vehicles cooler and more comfortable, helps protect upholstery, and offers a higher degree of protection in case of breakage. But it's against the law to leave your kids unattended in a car.
But my kids are 26, 33, and 40.
The neighbor didn't mention that, but it does explain why every morning he found the car full of beer cans, playing cards, cigar butts, and it smelled like a locker room with plumbing problems. Youngsters couldn't possibly make smells that bad.
Don't bet on it.
Robinson is all you need to know about glass. Robinson Glass.
Well, sir, if this happens again, I'm going to have to run you in.
Run me in?
It's a little police phrase we learned at the academy, sir. This is the first time I've had a chance to use it. Want to hear some more?
No, that won't be necessary.
Yes, it will. How about a night in the hoose cow? The clink, the big house, the slam. I love saying these.